Connect Z Mobile.
For NXC, Ken.
For NAP. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
For another exciting day.
I don't have any choice, so I'm going to try to mentally prepare myself to be ready.
You can do that. You got something to work with where I don't. Better known as a brain.
Doing that for a minute.
Customers.
Oh, yep, you're almost done. Stand by just a moment.
Hey, that phone call, somebody saying I ain't coming in.
Last night.
Today.
Yeah, I got a guy who's got a specialty skill, and I got a 100-hour job sitting at the shop. Supposed to be ready before the 25th, and that ain't gonna happen.
Bring my ball peen hammer over there and work on it.
I don't know if that's gonna help me.
It'll help. Let me know. I'll come over there and work on it.
Plans for this weekend?
Not right off. As far as I know, it's just going to be another weekend. Got some seasoning coming in from Kent for Islands. Hopefully get to use it this weekend. I'll let you know Monday if it was any good or not.
Right now, if you're getting it from him, it's going to be good.
Got three. This is the original. He's also got the honey barbecue. And then he's got one that's called Texas Burn.
He's made, isn't it?
Understanding it is.
Interested to know. Well, I've almost bought his book, you know, the book that they did. I mean, I've been threatening to buy that thing for a month now.
I'm coming in, supposed to be here today.
So you're going to have to let me know. I don't know. I just need to bust down and do it. I mean, I know he said even if you didn't use it, the photos in there of cowboy life is just incredible.
We're straight from him. It's autographed and it's $30. If you order it on Amazon, it's $22.
I ain't kicking him a little bit extra. I mean, I like him, people.
The story about Big Bertha singeing his mustache and he had to shave it. Got a trivet from him. It's supposed to be here today as well.
Any particular design on it?
And horseshoes. It's where you can set a pot with three legs on it.
Set on your wood stove or something?
Two is you set it on that and you can take the hardwood wood chunks of charcoal, what they call cowboy charcoal, and you make a circle around it. You don't put any under it. And you regulate it either by being 3 inches high or 5 inches high and how close the charcoal is to the pot in a circle.
Oh, you find that on his website? Cooking equipment. We're going to have to do some cooking.
I got in the back of my mind maybe Sunday taking that 10 inch I got and make me a little buzzard in it. Call it chicken. I call it a buzzard.
Yard buzzard.
Try. See how it turns out. Of course, I'm going to put it in the oven. I'm not going to put it over coals or anything.
Did you get yours off of Amazon? You get it from him, that book.
Amazon, I had a credit, so I used that credit to get the book.
There you go.
And that's their little rewards card. And for doing that, they gave me a $150 gift card. So I let that pay for it.
Yeah, I did that too here a while back. So I get, you know, because I buy a ton of stuff from Amazon.
Granddaughter works for Amazon. She drives from here down to Jefferson, Georgia. She works in the return section.
Far from where you're at, is it?
A little over an hour.
One that was down at Disney World?
I can't get her to go back to school for some reason. She liked working down there. I guess I would too if I won a 55-inch flat screen TV for just working there.
Pretty good.
$17 an hour.
She was going to be in the 20s at Disney, wasn't she?
At Disney, she'd be up in the 30s by now.
Girl.
Known as homesick.
Yeah, well, at least she's around her papa.
At the house last night, giving me a hard time. But we pick go on at each other all the time anyway.
Come on, she's full time. Well, they got a fairly decent compensation package, don't they?
He told me what and all full-time employees had, but right at the moment I can't remember exactly what and all she said.
A health benefit, so.
Stuff that they get back never been opened.
What? That's a major hassle in that department.
Not all that bad. They just bring the stuff in and you go through it. You either throw it away. There's some things they throw away because people's used it and stuff, like adult toys and stuff. But they throw all that stuff away when it comes back. A lot of the returns and stuff, if it's marked, you know, bad, they trash it. But if it's never been opened, then it goes on a pallet where you can buy a whole pallet of return electronics and stuff from them for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, that's like you pay for the pallet, but you don't know what's on it till you get it.
Know what's on it till you get it, but she said it. They're well worth what you pay for it.
To you, or you gotta go down there to get it?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. I thought about buying one, just see what I could get.
Wanted to do that. There's several places that do that. And I don't know if you've ever seen on TV where they would have these bid wars on, like, storage facility, you know, like mini storages where people have abandoned the stuff that was in there and people would bid on it.
Watched that show before. There was a guy in Alabama bought one, and they was a Harley Davidson still in the crate. He got a phone call from Jay Leno and asked him about it. And the guy said, well, yeah, I'll sell it, I guess. He said, I really want to keep it. And he asked him to go look at the gas cap on the tank. And it said to Elvis from Priscilla, the motorcycle had been stolen years and years and years ago. And, he walked off selling that to Jay Leno, and he didn't have to work no more.
I'm surprised that the Presley family didn't get that back.
Priscilla was trying to get it, but I don't know how Jay Leno tracked it down to him, but Jay called him, and they worked out a deal and made an offer the guy couldn't refuse.
Major, major, major collection.
Pictures of some of his cars. I haven't seen the motorcycles, but some of those cars he got just blow your mind.
Yeah, they did some type of deal on TV where they were showing his stuff, or he was showing it all for
I was a youngster. I was probably about 12 years old. My daddy bought some farming equipment from a widow lady. Her husband was a country doctor. Everybody called him Dr. John because John was his last name for Johns. And he had in the barn one of the old first motorized, I call it a buggy. He steered it with a stick. Ever seen the movie with John Wayne, The Shootist?
Yeah, that's the one where he dies of cancer, isn't it?
The cancer and he dies in a shootout. Do you remember the vehicle that Richard Boone was riding in?
No, not right. It's been a decade or so since I've seen that.
Watch it, and when he talks to Richard Boone, that's the type of vehicle that she had in the barn.
Well, now that was the last movie that he made, ain't it?
That was his last one. Died in three movies that I believe I'm right. Sands of Iwo Jima, The Cowboys, and The Shootist.
I've seen all his movies, but man, I haven't seen a John Wayne movie I know in probably 10 years.
What are you talking about? I watched Rio Bravo just the other day.
That one that, it wasn't El Dago, what was the name of that one where he's out there in Africa and they're getting chased by a rhinoceros?
If I'm not mistaken, the name of the movie is Delta Queen.
It had a weird name to it, not El Dago, but, it'd come to me.
For you, but Delta Queen might have been the name of the boat he had in that movie.
Boat. How are y'all doing?
Good, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway.
Pulling to work.
And getting ready to get a cup of coffee. Ain't too bad.
I will send 7-3s to both of y'all. I'm pulling in the driveway. I got to go in and get all prettied up. I got to go see the cardiologist today and see what they got to say about the ultrasound they done on the old ticker. So 7-3 to you. Y'all have a good one. And hopefully catch you Monday. KM4NAP will be clear on your finals.
7-3s to you. Hope everything goes out. You know, comes out okay. Get you some rest today. Enjoy your coffee. KK4NXC.
Yeah, hopefully everything's good today with the doctor. KO4CEF.
Astrid.
Dad, honestly, I've had a hard time finding work this week. This stuff keep me busy. I got most of my main work done early in the week. Now it's just kind of staying on top of it. Make sure the line's running good. So far, today's the last day, right?
Busy.
Sir, early this Friday, but I'm thinking off the top of my head, I got a meeting at 3 or 3:30. So that's going to slow that down, ain't it? Most expensive scrap part, and they want to do like a little video or something. I just hope I can avoid being in it.
I'm calling you Mr. Hollywood.
Videos, they'll put them out every Wednesday for the associates to watch, and since they spend so much money on seats, just throw them in a dumpster, that they want to do something to try to avoid some of that.
Attendance? How do they work their attendance or lack of discipline?
Associates, it's fairly strict. I'm not gonna say it's ultra strict, but it would take you seven and a half days total all year to gain enough points to be terminated. You do get 3 call-in days on top of that, but you can use as long as you got the vacation to cover it. But yeah, it's usually pretty set in stone. Story.
Well, how does that point system work?
Basically based on your schedule. So for a 10-hour day, you get 10 points if you're not there. There's a couple other rules, like you need to call in before start a shift, 45 minutes, so you can get additional points. Not too bad if people know the rules, and they can usually kind of get around stuff. Like if you wake up late and you call in, as long as you show up before lunch, it's only the 5 points for being late. But you definitely, it ratchets up pretty quickly. And then on holidays, usually the day before and after a holiday, that's whenever the points get real serious, where you get double points.
How many points you got to get fired? Odd number, why
72? More based on the old 8-hour schedule. They didn't really change the points for the 10-hour schedules when we started going to those. So it's just 72. I don't know why.
Well, when do you get rid of the points that you've gained?
The day that you call out or you get the points. It's a rolling year on the points. They go forward to the year.
12 months after, let's say you got 10 points, you got a total of 60. The oldest point at 12 months falls off of there.
So you do have some people that kind of keep up with that, and they'll drop points and then take them right back.
Playing the game.
And they get 3, so we don't have any kind of no sick days or anything like that, but you do get 3, what they call contingencies, where you can call in. You can use them for any reason. They do use part of your vacation time, so one day, one contingency will burn up to 10 hours vacation. It's probably the most set in stone way to get rid of somebody. If they point out, it's almost impossible for them not to get terminated. Now, they do a peer review, but there are some people to get brought back. You know, there's some circumstances like STD and stuff. They do a peer review, and sometimes they'll get brought back.
Review, who is on that board? The people that they work with in their immediate area or just other employees in the plant?
People from other areas. So if an employee in assembly is requested a peer review, then his peers will be someone from paint shop and body shop. That way there's a pretty good chance they won't know them or don't have any direct interaction with them.
Don't get somebody that don't like you.
Is that? Well, it should give them an opportunity because the peer review is more about making sure HR followed policy and that you were terminated for a proper reason and not some weird something or another. I don't know, but yeah. But usually the STDs and stuff, those kind of people that are out for medical or whatnot, Sometimes they'll get brought back. You can't hardly get them out. They can fall in next couple of weeks. They'll just keep them on. At workforce, since they don't work for BMW, they go by MAU's attendance policy. And I'm not actually allowed to know their attendance policy or points or anything like that due to the co-employment.
I bet those guys get away with murder.
Get away with a lot. I mean, I could send a message to the social relations rep for the MAU and, you know, hey, you need to check this person's points, but I won't get anything back from them half the time.
FW Mobile.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Again.
Not plans, I don't think. I know the gun show's in town, but we may or may not. I don't know.
Gun show. I might consider that.
Engine center down there by the downtown airport.
For that. Well, unfortunately, gentlemen, I'm pulling into parking lots. I'm going to have to say 7-3 and snatch this antenna off top of the car. So I hope y'all have a great weekend. And we'll hopefully holler at you Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Andrew, be careful. 7-3 to you. Have a safe day.
Have an awesome day and awesome weekend. We'll catch you on Monday. KN4GFW.
How you been, Ken?
Yeah, good. Had to do a bunch of running around this week in the company truck, pick up this, pick up that. But other than that, it's been pretty decent and a little bit hot.
Hot.
Yeah, trying to get some golf cart tires put on some rims. It turns out just anybody won't do it.
Did you see Garrett's golf cart?
Another golf cart service place up in Spartanburg, but they'll sell you everything, the rims, the tires, and anything for a golf cart, even a new golf cart, but they're not going to put the tire on the rim.
Wow. You might do that yourself then.
The tire place in Spartanburg, they take theirs too to get it done, and so I had to go over there.
Yeah, I'm surprised an ATV shop wouldn't help you out.
An ATV shop. I don't know why, but yeah, that would probably do it. But it's like it had like 12-inch rims on it.
Well, I'm destined, Ken. I hate it. I hate to leave you out there, but a 7-3 to you. Have a great day. Have a safe weekend, my friend, and we will catch up with you later. KK4NXC, clear on your final.
You have an awesome day and an awesome weekend, and we'll catch you maybe again on Monday. KN4TFW.